On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on what is a great, it's like a big switch was flipped and all of a sudden it is summer. It is Memorial Day weekend. Everyone is getting out and about. Michigan Avenue is packed and a place that will be packed and much quieter. Well, not really once they start those engines is Route 66 on the line with us as we get ready for the Jags Route 66 Nationals down there. And that 20th anniversary is the one and only president of Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66, Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Hey, it's great to be back on with you, Dane. Thanks for having me on.
Well, no, thanks for coming on and talking a little bit about the event. It's always big, and we say it all the time. There's no substitute for being there, whether it is the Indy 500 going on tomorrow or next week when all of the stars of NHRA and drag racing will be in Joliet at Route 66, including even some of the stars from the legendary status will be there as well for the Nationals. It's going to be big.
Well, it's going to be huge. This is the fastest form of motorsports on the planet. And, Dane, you haven't lived until you've seen a nitromethane-fueled dragster go from 0 to 340 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. You know, what Leah Pritchett, who was in town last week doing some media, will tell you is it's a 6G impact on these drivers. Think about that. On a space shuttle, an astronaut feels a 5G impact on liftoff. It's 6Gs for their drivers once they hit that throttle. And then once they pull their chute a quarter mile later, it's 6Gs in reverse, you know. So it's amazing what they go through. Tony Schumacher, 7-time Top Fuel dragster, described it to me last year as if he was in one lane and Tiger Woods was in the other lane and Tiger Woods hit off and teed off his golf ball, the moment Schumacher hit go, Schumacher would be at the finish line before that golf ball hit by Tiger Woods. So that gives you a little bit of sense for the speeds we're talking about.
Wow, that is so crazy. And here's the other thing about drag racing that I think for all those people out there jaded and cynical thinking to themselves, hey, it looks cool. We love the paint. We love the drivers. We love the loud. We love all of that stuff. NHRA is immediate gratification. It's a home run every few minutes out there because, you know, in the races, they go for a few seconds. You see all of that action, all of that power, but it's nonstop fun for the whole family.
It really is. You watch a 30, 40-minute professional class show, and then the duress on those engines is so intense that these world-class crew chiefs and engineers have to literally break them down and rebuild them from scratch for the next qualifying pass. And you've got a front-row seat in the fan midway, or as they call it, Nitro Rally, to watch them doing that on the race car. Music is a big part of it, the sponsor engagement, there's plenty of activities, and then you go back into the grandstands for the next qualifying pass. So it's a great format. It's not a 3.5-hour in-seat commitment. You're moving around, you get your social engagement, and they say every ticket is a pit pass at the NHRA, and that's true. You've got that front-row seat to watch these engines be rebuilt before your own eyes.
Yeah, you know, Chicago's a great sports town, and we love our sports, whether it's football, baseball, certainly the Blackhawks here on WGN with hockey. But when it comes to, I think, accessibility of those stars, of those drivers, you know, drivers, like racing, I think there is just this extra, and I'm not sure exactly why it is. Maybe it's because of the sponsors. Maybe it's just the kind of people that get into racing or whatever. But typically, I think, as a sport, like drivers are just much more accessible to the fans, and it's just, they're easy, not only easier to get to, easier to know, easier to hang out with, and you can definitely spend some time with them if your kids get your pictures taken, do all that stuff.
That's right. I mean, if you come out next weekend, I can guarantee you will get a picture with a driver or an autograph or have the opportunity to converse with one, because that's kind of the format and the way it's laid out. You get that inside the ropes experience. And to your point, Dane, these drivers are just very humble. Many of them grew up with very modest beginnings, you know, racing for, you know, $100 purse, and they understand the important role that fans play, and they're just humble by nature. So, and they enjoy being out there. It's a family affair for them. They're out there with their kids, and, you know, they want to be social and interact with the crowd. They're at our property for 4 days, and they want to take advantage of it and make the most of it. So I can guarantee you will get access to these drivers next weekend.
And here's the other thing. This doesn't happen but once every, let's say, 20 years, right? So talk a little bit about the history. The drivers, to a person, when we interview them, they talk about the Coliseum of Speed that is Route 66 and that it is one of their favorite places from a facility standpoint and certainly from an action standpoint. They succeed. They drive fast there. But this is the 20th year, and you're bringing in some of the all-time greats to kind of hang out and enjoy this occasion with the fans.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. 20 years ago, 9 local farmers and entrepreneurs in Joliet had a vision to build a world-class drag strip like none other that had built before. Because prior to that, drag strips were you know, ratchety old asphalt with grandstands that were cobbled together, like almost bleacher-style seating. And this was the first true stadium of drag racing, purpose-built in a horseshoe. It keeps the acoustics, the sounds, the vibrations in the stadium. And when Top Fuel driver Antron Brown was asked the question a couple years ago, what was it like the first time you came upon Route 66 Raceway? He said, I imagined it was similar to what the Roman gladiators felt like the first time they came to the Roman Colosseum for battle. That's how he described it. And what a great analogy. And we're very proud of the fact no expense was spared when it was built. 20 years, here we are later, it's still best in class. And you're right, we're bringing out the legends. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, who a couple years ago was voted the most revered and popular driver in NHRA history, is going to come out. I think everyone knows that name, Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Yes.
He's going to be our grand marshal, and he's going to be interacting with the fans all weekend long. And to your point, Dane, we have had a reputation of being a very fast racetrack, a lot of national records set over the years. With this new date moving up on the calendar 6 weeks, I looked at the long-range forecast, particularly Friday and Saturday night during night qualifying. Conditions are going to be absolutely ideal to break some national records.
Oh, so there's going to be great excitement and action on the track. And then also, you know, the cars are sometimes as big a stars as the drivers. You're going to have some of those historical cars as well. The Little Red Wagon, you're going to have the Hawaiian Punch car is going to be there. So there's going to be lots of stars, and some of them have motors.
That's right. You know, we want to celebrate. This is a unique milestone anniversary. We want to do it upright. So we're going to have a collection of cars on the midway that are representative of the history of drag racing. And a lot of these former drivers, Gary Dyer, big Chicago name, you know, affiliated with the Chi-Town Hustler, and Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and a number of others that are going to be out there throughout the weekend representing the illustrious history of the NHRA in 20 years at Route 66 Raceway.
Yeah, we're gonna do probably the 20th caller, Camille. Before the end of the show, the 20th caller is gonna get that opportunity. We've got a family 4-pack of tickets for that Route 66 weekend coming up just next weekend. But your title, your business card, it's very big. It's larger than the average business card. I'll let the listeners know for those who are never in the same room with one. And not only to Route 66 are you the president, but also Chicagoland Speedway. Before we let you go, we do want to tease that because those tickets are going fast as well. You've moved the date a little more kind of family friendly, right? It's gonna be when the kids are out of school, and it's Stars and Stripes weekend, a big nod to all of our men and women in uniform, plus, of course, Monster Energy Cup, all those great stars of NASCAR, Xfinity, all that.
That's right. That's a month later, no rest for the weary, but July 1st, the big one, the Overton's 400, names like Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, Kurt and Kyle Busch, Martin Truex. It's the one time a year the best stock car drivers in the world come to our market, and we're returning to our summer roots. Kids are out of school. Families are looking for things to do. So we've got Randy Houser going to perform a pre-race concert. He's going to pass the microphone over to Jim Cornelison. Everybody knows Jim, the gold standard for the national anthem, the Blackhawks singer. He's going to perform that national anthem during an incredible flyover. You're going to get goosebumps before that command is given to start the engine. So it's going to be a fun, fun weekend.
My goosebumps have goosebumps. ChicagolandSpeedway.com for tickets for there. And the first thing that you got to worry about is coming up next weekend, Route66Raceway.com. Get your tickets, get out there and enjoy it. 20th anniversary. And Scott, we're going to let you get back to the grill or whatever you're doing here on Memorial Day weekend. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dane. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. All right.